We are doing Agadot HaTalmud, the stories of the Talmud, and we're going to skip forward now to the Gemara in Gittin, the famous Gemaras that tell us the stories that happened around the period of the destruction of the Second Temple. And these are difficult stories. These are stories about one of the most tragic periods in Jewish history. We're going to begin these stories with the way the Gemara begins them, with a quote from a pasuk in Mishlei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, what does the verse mean when the verse tells us, Ashrei Adam mefached tamid, umakshe libo yipol bera'a. Praised is a person who is always concerned for the future. He's always worrying, well, what's going to be? So he looks into the future, and as such he ensures that whatever ills he can prevent, he does prevent. And in measuring his ways and thinking about his future, he ensures that he can try to prevail over the challenges of life. But a person who does whatever he feels like, and he doesn't learn from the past, and he doesn't worry about what the outcome of his actions is going to be, he will ultimately cause bad for himself and others. And the pasuk calls it makshe libo, one who hardens his heart. Praised is he who is always fearful. That's what we might call soft-hearted. He's thinking, maybe something bad will happen in the future. Let me see how I could ensure to protect myself. And a person who is hard-hearted will fall in the bad. We have to remember that the terminology that's used here is makshe libo, hard-hearted. Because over the next few days, when we learn the Gemarot, we're going to see that this term hard-hearted can refer to many people in the time of the destruction. And the Gemara is going to have a discussion who really caused the destruction, and we're going to see different opinions, and I think that at the end of the day, we will find that all of them can fall under this category in different ways. Hard-hearted could mean different things, as we will see. And now the Gemara tells us, Akamtza uval kamtza charuv Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan is giving us examples. He says, because of the story of Kamtza and Var Kamtza, the second temple was destroyed, and the Gemara will expand later and tell us the full story. Atalmegola v'talmegolta charuv tu malka, over a rooster, a male rooster and a female rooster, the city of Tur Malka was destroyed. Ashaka derispa charuv beitar, because of the wool of a female, of a woman's chariot, the city of Beitar was destroyed. And the Gemara is going to explain each one, and the Gemara is going to illustrate how in each of these instances people were hard-hearted. People didn't stop to think, well, what would be the outcome of what we're doing? People stood on what would seem to be principles, but they didn't take into account that they're bringing about a tremendous destruction. They were hard-hearted. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we will, in the future times, learn the stories of each and every one. But we're beginning with the message of Rabbi Yochanan. Praised is one who is always cautious. He's scared. He doesn't assume he'll succeed. One of the reasons we lost in the war in the north was because we were hard-hearted. We were confident. We weren't worried. We weren't concerned, well, what tactics do they have up their sleeves? No. We have the strongest army in the Middle East. So we were taught a thing or two. Halvai, we learned our lesson.